I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock, amazingly. if you knew what we were doing to get ready, we're here till 11 o'clock to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. There's a lot involved in connecting to the studio remotely from the hermetically sealed studios here in East Hartford, and we were literally seconds away from having to play a recorded show, and everything came together. All sorts of great folks at Tab got everything up and running. We had an internet issue here, of course. Being remote, you know, you walk into these issues, you never know.
You know that screen they used to have years ago when it was all black and white? Oh, sorry, we're experiencing
difficulties. Yeah. Yeah, and they have the music in the background. Da, 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 da. So we're online, we're up and running, and I want to thank the great techs at Tab that helped get all this working, because literally feverishly working to correct the issue here. And that's the issue with the internet, right? You know, we spend so much time and money connecting ourselves to the internet, and when it doesn't work, I can't get to the Farmington connection, right? I can't make this connection occur.
You can't get there from here.
Yeah. And then we spend so much money securing the internet connection. You know, once you've got it connected, then you got to make sure you've secured the heck out of it so the bad guys don't get in. We can get to that later, but we're happy to be here. It's a rainy Saturday morning here. I will get the Facebook page broadcast up when I get a second. But I couldn't do it. Literally, it took us. We had seconds to spare before we came online.
There was no seconds to spare.
So I don't have a chance to get that going again. But I will during the break. But Bob Shorey is here. He's one of the MCSEs here at Tab, who helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And Bob, you only have a few shows left, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, Bob's going to be retiring into the sunset, and we have another engineer that'll be taking his place. But only a few more shows, and then you're going to be off to the sunset, man.
Yeah, off into the wild blue yonder.
That's awesome. We're really, really excited for you. But before then, he's got some work to do. We both have some news here for you. Hopefully he's got some, because I do have some as well. So we'll start with Bob. What do you want to talk about first, Bob?
Okay, it's not my first choice, but it's a big one.
Yeah.
You talked about this in the past. Bitcoin mining is an energy hog.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what you should know, and you should read this, because I'm not going to read this whole article, but The amount of energy it takes to produce a Bitcoin on each transaction.
150,000 times more costly than a regular credit card swipe.
It's enough to power an entire city for years.
One transaction?
Well, yeah, actually a small town for one transaction.
Idiotic. It's an idiotic approach to commerce.
You know, we've had a shortage in this business of
a chip
video
shortage.
Cards.
Yep.
Because that's the processor that's used to mine Bitcoin.
Yes, they do use those.
And they run so many in the same machine, and they have machines that fit whole buildings.
Right, right.
And the amount of power that they use.
And a lot of it's done, by the way, guys, in China. You know, the folks that keep having these environmental treaties with us, and they say they want to keep things green, they're the guys who are cranking up these Bitcoin rigs. And, of course, you need power. And in China, they don't use clean power. They use the nastiest power on the planet. So it's like 60 or 70% of all Bitcoin mining is occurring in China. And, of course, China, being a communist regime, is not too happy with their people being able to actually have a kind of an anonymous transaction method using Bitcoin. So you guys who are thinking Bitcoin is going to be something you should stick with, I would tell you I got a bridge to sell you, because the communists eventually are going to say no more of this. It's both dirty as far as its production. If they turn it all off, what are you going to do when all that whole mining operation in China goes away?
And there's no more fake money.
No more fake money would be great, because we're not going to have any more ransomware attacks. Because if you're not paying ransom with fake money, the bad guys have to find something else to do. You know, maybe they can go back to whatever they were doing, but they can stop the fake money. So, it's ridiculous. We've given you stories about this before. Even Elon, who is pushing Dogecoin, Dogecoin, however you want to call it.
Not anymore.
Correct. He can't be a guy selling carbon credits. He sells more carbon credits, you know, Al Gore's carbon credits, than he does cars. And you can't act like you're an environmentalist trying to save the planet when you push cryptocurrency. It is not an environmentally friendly thing. And I'm not a big tree hugger. I mean, I like clean air and water, obviously. We all do. But if you do, you cannot be investing. Talk about divesting in something. These universities were divesting in oil and gas and mining and all this stuff. If you're an environmentalist of any kind, using cryptocurrency cannot be within your portfolio, and you cannot be pushing it. You must hate the planet, really, if you involve yourself in cryptocurrency. It's fake money processed by computers, and everybody's got a coin. Would you like one, Bob? I'll make one, too. We'll make the Bobby coin.
So, yeah.
It's crazy.
Anyway, it says, how much energy does it use? The Digiconomist Bitcoin Energy Consumption Index.
Yeah, there's an index for it.
There's an index for it, yep. Estimated that one Bitcoin transaction takes 1,544 kilowatt hours to complete, or the equivalent of 53 days of power for the average U.S. household.
Idiotic.
Okay?
We are the... Humans are the dumbest people on the planet if they continue this process. You can't care about the economy. You can't care about being
the
efficient.
Environment.
You can't care about the environment. It's got to stop.
Okay. So 60% of the electricity produced worldwide is done with fossil fuels.
Correct.
So anyway, to put the money that into money terms about the uses, the average cost per kilowatt hour in the U.S. is 13 cents.
Well, here in Connecticut, it's a lot higher, but we won't get into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means a Bitcoin transaction would generate more than $200. One Bitcoin, $200 in energy bills.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Bitcoin mining used more energy than Argentina, according to an analysis from Cambridge University in February.
Right.
At 121.6 terawatt hours, crypto mining would be in the top 30 of countries based on energy consumption.
And here in Connecticut, we're looking to add another gas tax, right? But nobody cares about crypto mining. I don't know what you guys, and again, this is because a lot of the legislators are just, they're not really up to speed on technology. Guys, this has got to stop. I don't know who's got to tell you, but if you don't understand that we're burning through a lot of energy, and because of cryptocurrency, the bad guys have a reason to attack our businesses. Not only the fact that we are not as secure as we should be, there's a lot of lax businesses out there not paying attention to what people have recommended. But if they couldn't get paid, they wouldn't be doing it. So the idea of cryptocurrency really is a massive, you know, gun pointed at our foot. You know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, literally. So, you know, I don't know what it takes for folks to understand this should be illegal. Cryptocurrency, fake money should be illegal. It doesn't make any sense, literally. If it costs that much money to process a transaction, 150,000 times more inefficient than simply swiping a credit card when you buy a slushie at the 7-Eleven. So, you can power how many houses on a single transaction? A small town in cryptocurrency. 150,000 times more inefficient. Nutty. So thank you, Bob, for bringing that up. I usually review some of my news here, but I was a little nutty getting ready here. So Apple is settling with a student after authorized repair workers leaked her naked nudie pics on Facebook. So there's a big issue with Apple in that they only allow Apple organizations to repair Apple devices, and not allow. It's called a right to repair. Is out there. There's a lot of third parties that are looking to try to repair Apple devices, but Apple says no. If we do that, you know, we have security issues, and we know we can't trust you guys. Well, looks like an actual Apple authorized repair center had workers leaked her Facebook pics, happened to be nude, and they actually took the pictures that were on her phone and leaked it out to Facebook on her page. And they had Apple has to pay a multi-million-dollar settlement to an unnamed Oregon college student after one of its outsourced repair facilities posted illicit pictures and videos on her Facebook page. So again, when you're giving your computers, your systems, your networks to be worked on, who's working on your stuff? You know, do you trust who's looking at your stuff, who's working on your stuff? People give IT people their lives when they're handling the laptop.
Well, you go into the big box store, that's probably some college student or high school student that's
right.
Working on it.
Just think of Hunter's laptop. I say that's all I have to say. The point is, if you don't, when you hand over these devices, is there stuff on there you wouldn't want somebody to see? Have you password protected your files? You're giving your stuff to just some guy or gal who is going to fix your computer, and just because they have a geek hat on, I don't know, you trust them like your accountant? I don't know. It seems like people do. You need to be aware here that, you know, you're giving over all this information, and there's a lot of trust, especially if you think about it, too, all the scams people fall for the remote access scams, where you get a call from Microsoft and they say your computer is not working, and it's not Microsoft, of course, it's a third party, and you let them into your computer. And why are IT people so trustworthy?
And wait a minute. And your computer's been working fine. You only have a problem because they say you have
right.
a problem.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, we're in the business. You guess you can trust Bob and I. I'll tell you that explicitly. And you can trust, you know, the techs at Tab. But you really need to think a little bit about who is going to look at your systems when you hand over that computer to so-and-so to quote-unquote fix it? Do they have access to data on your systems? Do they have things that access to things that you would want to protect? So keep that in mind. I'll put this link up here for you. So we are here. We are live. It is a rainy Saturday morning. So if you ever want to get online, the 9 o'clock hour is usually the best time. 1-800-966-WTIC. 522-WTIC. Four lines wide open. We will get the Facebook broadcast running next after the break. So get online, guys. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with the computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I got our Facebook page live going again. Everything's coming together. So it all worked out within the last seconds of getting on the air here today. So that's the way stuff works, right? I'm sure a lot of stuff happens in the background of a lot of broadcasts, you know. But eventually we will be in Farmington. I don't know when, but for now we're in the hermetically sealed studios here in East Hartford. We have to connect over the internet, and that was a bit of an issue this morning. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Cliff first in West Hartford. What's happening, Cliff?
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got an annoying problem. About 4 months ago, I decided to cut my cable.
Congratulations.
I cut my cable and went with GoNet, and I was very, very pleased with everything that was going on with GoNet.
Yeah.
And then something developed that may not be connected, but I think around 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, GoNet had some sort of overnight update that they were doing and where you were disconnected.
Okay.
And it seems like since that time, at least once a day, I'll lose my connectivity, my router, or lose my cable TV, and I have to reboot my router to get back the internet or get back my TV. I called GoNet, and they checked my connection, and they said there was nothing wrong with my connection.
Right.
And they said to check with Netgear Nighthawk. I have a R7000 for any firmware updates, and there's no updates available, but at least once a day. This will happen, and I have to reboot my router to get back my internet or get back my cable.
Yeah, so there's a lot of aspects. So you're dealing with kind of what we dealt with this morning, right? Many aspects to get on the internet. So you've got your internet service, which in this case is GoNet Speed, connecting over a bidirectional fiber to a modem, okay? Then that modem has an IP address. It wants to talk to your router and says, hey, router, here's the connection, and you're going to connect your devices to your router as the authorized gateway. That router is going to give you an IP address saying, all right, Cliff, here's your IP address on your internal network. Through this gateway, go ahead and surf the internet. And if your router is having a problem with handing out DHCP addresses or is locking up, freezing up, if you call GoNetSpeed and then you ask them, hey, has the internet gone down at all? And they tell you no, it probably is your router that is the issue. How old is your router?
No, it's I'm not very tech savvy, and okay. My brother set it up for me. I'm guessing it's pretty old.
Yeah. So you did a great thing upgrading your internet service, but you're connected. So think of it this way. I don't know. I can't give you an analogy. My brain's a little fried. You have a beautiful internet connection and a crappy old router. You need to consider replacing that router. If it's over 5 years old, it's going to improve your performance anyways. You've got this great internet service. You may as well upgrade to a more current router that's going to give you better Wi-Fi speeds for devices that are going to become current in your home. It's probably the thing that's flaking out on you.
Anything you could recommend as far as a router?
I like the Linksys line of routers. Couple $100 for a Linksys brand router. I can put some current links up there over at computertalkwithtab.com. I can have Mike put some links out there. But Bob had a thought, too. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I was going to make the comparison that if your router is over 5 years old, it's like driving your car with a quarter of a million miles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is. The stuff ages so fast.
I'm sure that the router is pretty old. And anything would be compatible that if I go online or Amazon or anywhere and buy a router, it would all be compatible with GoNetSpeed. Yeah.
The general answer is yes. Depends on how much bandwidth you purchased, but I assume you purchased the lowest level, right?
Well, no, I'm confused. You mentioned I have a problem with my router. Well, the router I bought was when I got the GoNet, so it was probably it's less than 6 months old. It's a Netgear R7000 Nighthawk.
But you just said it was really old that your brother installed.
Well, no, that was a modem. The modem is old.
Oh, well, you got me all confused now, Cliff. can you hold on through the news?
I'm sorry?
Can you hold on through the news? We're coming through a hard break, and we'll try to take
you
further.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Yep. We're going to put you on hold there, Cliff. Hang on. A couple lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online. We're also on the Facebook page. We're going to see if Cliff's newer router is the issue. We're going to go and check that out. We'll be right back.
Uh- We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I lost.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we have a couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we're on with Cliff. Oh, you there, Cliff? Cliff, you still there?
Yep, I am.
All right. So, your router is newer than you thought.
Yeah, I was confused. My router I bought when I went with the GoNet, and it was something I thought they recommended. It was a Netgear Nighthawk R7000.
Right. Okay. So then we're going to assume the router is a good router. Do you have any kind of power protection on that router? Do you have a UPS protecting it from any kind of blips or outages?
I do.
Okay. So then you've got power, a battery there that's sitting there. If the power goes out, that UPS does not get in, the router does not get impacted, right?
Right. Because when I lose connection, I'll go out and take a look, and the box that I have from GoNet, I've got a good signal. Everything else seems to be running. I mean, I don't have a backup battery, but I've got a power strip, if that's what you mean.
It is not what I mean. You're giving me a hard time, Cliff, I think. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm not. I'm so, kind of computer illiterate, so kind of bear
that's
with
okay.
me.
Yeah, that's okay. So if I was your doctor, would you just yes your doctor? I'm just kidding. So you have a power strip. That's going to be great for surges and what have you. But a UPS, a battery within the power strip, what that does is if you're having any kind of power blips, like if your AC kicks on and your house blips, sometimes you might see your lights dim. If you don't have a battery backup to keep that router running, it could blip, right?
Okay.
And that could cause issues. It may not be the issue, but it could cause issues. So we're going to assume the router is okay, and GoNetSpeed has already told you your internet connection is okay, but you might want to look at trying to update the firmware on that router. So who helped you with that new router, GoNetSpeed, or was it your brother-in-law?
My brother.
Your brother.
But with reference to the updates, I'm able with the app that I downloaded from Nightgear, I'm able to check for updates, and they said none are available.
Okay, so you're current. That's good. Is there a way for you to check the log on that router to see if it's dropping? Is there because a lot of these routers have diagnostics, and you can actually go in and see if it has a log showing that it's dropping. You may have to turn that on. It may not be turned on by default. So if you log into the router, either through the app or through the gateway IP address, if you've got the password, you can probably go into the diagnostics and see if the logging is set to notice whether or not it's dropping or not. Because you have to reset that router every day, you're saying.
Yeah, I'll either do it remotely on my iPad or I'll go actually to the router and I'll pull the power out of the back of it and wait 10 seconds and I plug it back in. And, it takes a minute to 2 minutes and I'll get my connection back.
Do you have any other devices that connect to this router besides your iPad?
Yeah, there's a laptop that's connected to it.
All right. And does that work? Have you tested it to see if it's still working even though the device you're using is not?
No, I think that loses connection, too.
Okay. It's key to be sure that it does, right? Because it also could be the final device you're using that's having an issue. It's key to make sure that, if it's losing connection as well. So, I mean, it could be if it's a young router. I mean, I guess it could be a failing router. If it's constantly doing this on a regular basis, it's possible that you got a bad router. Again, I'm going to trust the internet provider telling you that their service is not blinking or dropping. Right.
Yeah, I mean, they say the connection is good, so I don't know what the issue is.
If it's under a year old, like you're thinking, you may want to consider RMAing it and getting a replacement from Netgear. You may have to get your brother over with some beer again and help him replace it on you. That might be the quickest, easiest thing to do. The longer you wait before the warranty expires on replacing it, the more trouble you'll have, right? Because then you're going to have to buy another one after the year warranty. So if you call them and tell them you're experiencing the fact that you have to reboot it every day, they might agree that you either have a power supply issue, you could have something physically wrong with it, and it makes sense to replace it rather than mess with it.
So my best bet is give them a shout and see what they say.
Yeah, because most of the calls like this we get on the show is, once every 3 or 4 months. Now, again, you're saying every day.
Yeah, at least once a day. And, you know, I did Google it, and it seems like there's some other people that have this Netgear Nighthawk have similar issues.
And what have they said was a solution besides replacing it?
It would beyond my comprehension as far as what they say.
It shouldn't require any kind of major technical ability, so I would tell you that get it replaced and see if the problem continues. Most likely the Netgear folks will RMA it, replace it, send you another one. You just got to get your brother back out to configure it. Did you configure OpenDNS on it while you were doing this?
I think my brother did that, yeah.
Awesome. All right. He's a good brother. But I don't want to go too far into trying to troubleshoot it with you because it's happening every day, so let's get it replaced.
Okay.
That's what we would do.
Yeah, I was a little reluctant to just go out and buy another one because I think it ran about $200.
You don't buy another one. Get it replaced under warranty if it's only 7 months old.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I ever registered it, though, so I might
have
a problem.
That's okay. No, you won't. You shouldn't.
Okay.
It's worth trying.
They're just going to ask you for if you bought it, you know, for the receipt. That once you fax them that gives them the date that you bought
it. Yeah, I think I bought it on Amazon. I'll have to do a little research.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be in your... you know, your records of what you purchased.
Right. Get on the mic there,
yeah.
Bob. And also, your credit card might have a record of as well. And your credit card might also warranty it as well. Credit cards often offer a warranty as well when you use them.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
All right. Good luck, Cliff.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye. So if you have any kind of device that's failing every day like that, it really is indicative of a problem with the hardware most likely. Let's go off to Steve in Winsted really quick. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I'm a little kerplamped over the announcement of you leaving, Bob. So if I digress, I apologize. Bear with me. Reel me in. So I called up about a year ago explaining my situation from cancer and a recovery with the brain. And it all started with some of the phrases I heard on your show. One of them was how the furniture upstairs got rearranged.
Yep.
And I heard others where the blue screen, the black screen, you know, you have problems with the video card and the audio card. And as it turns out, I had experienced all of those as I was listening to your shows with the people calling in. And I just found it so interesting as I was going through it, and I pretty much have gained all of those functions back with some of the hotkeys that get pushed around in the brain and stuff.
Yeah.
And the best thing I think now is that I'm able to read. It wasn't like I was illiterate. It was just, I was like Homer Simpson driving along trying to read, and the car would turn into a bed and he would start to float by the moon, and then he would just fall asleep and he'd wind up in a car crash somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now I can read, and it is so cool. I can't believe it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you were able to continue to rehabilitate. That's awesome news.
It totally tied in with everything I heard on your show, though. And I wanted to say, with Bob, your humor and your laughter and all of your input have really helped, because laughter, to me, has been the greatest gift of medicine to helping beat all kinds of things.
I definitely agree. Yeah, we're gonna miss Bob.
I'm gonna miss you, Bob. I guess you're going to Florida, huh?
Yeah, it's that's gonna be my first stopping off point for sure.
Another thing is, I got hooked up to the internet for years. I've been telling you I'm just a CD radio guy, and somebody offered a tablet, my brother's girlfriend, and then we got up funny and we got to this whole internet thing, and I'm learning about the YouTube thing, and it's crazy that YouTube, it's unbelievable. It's got an artificial intelligence to itself where if you type in one thing, you get like 30 things associated with it thereafter.
That is true. It's getting a little bit of a controversial play these days because their algorithms seem to be a little selective. So, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying the YouTube, but we have some issues with YouTube.
That's interesting. Maybe I'll call you sometime down the road and you can discuss that with me.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be cool.
All right, Steve.
All right.
Thanks for checking
have
in.
Have fun in the sunshine. Hey, Bob.
Take it easy, Steve. I'll miss you guys.
Bye-bye.
Too.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Get online, guys. Feel free. We have a couple lines open. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, three lines open. Rich in Durham, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And hey, Bob, why don't you refresh that screen for us? He was online.
Alrighty.
We don't have the luxury of Matt and his call screen. We have another one here. So we have three lines open. Feel free to get online on this Saturday morning, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we're going to go to Rich in Durham first. What's going on there, Rich?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm involved with a charitable organization, Durham Lions Club. And
okay.
We have this once a year big fundraiser at the Durham Fair. And what we're looking to do is upgrade our register system. We've got electronic register that we program each year. We're looking to go to some tablet, possibly software, and some the ability to take non-cash payments like credit cards and
mm-hmm.
so forth.
Yeah.
Wondered if you guys had any recommendations for us.
Yeah, I can tell you what we used at for the Music of the Night in Southington. So Southington has a very huge marching band competition, and I wanted to bring credit card processing into that. So we use Square, and it's basically an app, and you put a little connection to whichever phones you're going to be using, and you log your folks in. And it's a secure connection. The biggest issue is always your internet connection, right? Do you have good cell service or Wi-Fi service where the fair is?
Yeah, I think they do because it's a pretty big operation. So I think they have towers nearby.
Very good. Yeah, I think you'll be happy with Square. But payment systems like that can work pretty well. And I would stay away from computers. Computers are a little harder to secure if you have a PC-based system. We even recommend to our clients not to use the PC-based system because it's less secure than if you use a terminal that's designed for it these days.
Okay. But also we want to keep track of sales and inventory and so forth. Does that allow us to do that?
Well, you'll need it. So that's something completely different, right? So I just gave you a way to process credit card payments, right, where you type in the amount, whatever technology you're using now to track your sales. You can still use computers for that, right? So if you go ahead and work up the register where you sell a T-shirt or you sell a hot dog or a hamburger, you can still use the computers to track the sale, right? You're going to have the number. Okay, sir, you know you owe us $6, and then you put the $6 number into the Square app on your phone. You track the... You know, you do that. I assume you're tracking that type of stuff now with computers, right? Your inventory, or no?
Well, actually, no, we're not. Actually, we're doing, we have an electronic cash register. We've only been taking cash sales, and then we get a printout at the end of the day of what we sold and so forth.
Yeah.
So we're trying to upgrade that a little bit as well.
Right. Yeah, the issue of trying to get an application on top of this might cause a lot of, it's going to be hard enough for you to train your volunteers. To do this process.
Exactly. Right.
So if you log into the app, the Square app, it will track what you processed, right? But you're still going to have to track that sale the way you normally would, right? And maybe it may be not part of the cash. Maybe the cash register gives you a way to note that it is a credit card sale and not a cash sale. It might give you a button on that. And if it does, as long as your credit card transactions match up to your Square transactions, right? You win.
I got you. I see. Whether that like a cash button or a credit button.
Exactly. I'm hoping your your cash register has a credit button, is what I'm getting at.
I would imagine it does. We've never used it, of course, but
right.
Yeah.
So that's all you're doing, pushing that button, put the amount in, then you swipe it through the Square, and hopefully everything goes well. If you have good internet service, it will.
Okay, good. I know PayPal has some system as well, don't they? Or someone mentioned at one of the club meetings that...
Yeah, they may. So you can definitely research other processing alternatives. I can just tell you what the band backers of Southington use, and we're fairly happy with it. I mean, we had some trouble getting internet out there to the field, but that was our problem because Verizon's not so good in Southington, so we had to really drag out Wi-Fi from the school to make it work, and it worked.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, Rich. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. So this is Computer Talk. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online. Four lines open for you. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com by Mike G, who does it live while we run the show. And I wanted to give you another quick news article here. Cyber insurance folks are starting to rethink covering your ransomware payment. You know, insuring and saying you have cyber insurance is going to possibly cause some problems here. You're finding that ransom victims from municipal governments and universities have turned to their cyber insurance policies to pay for the ransom, right? They're like, hey, I've got cyber insurance. We'll just pay the bad guys. And frankly, sometimes the bad guys are going to go after folks they think are insured because they're going to get paid. Well, insurance companies in France, the AXA suspended ransom payouts to criminals as part of its cyber insurance policy in early May. So be careful, that policy could be updated on you. The company pulled the plug after the French justice officials voiced their concerns to the Senate. They said, look, you cannot be paying ransom. This can't be a process where the criminals are like, well, you're insuring for me. I get to get paid by you. And the business model is emboldening these criminals. So you've got fake money, you've got insurance companies taking your monthly payments, happily paying on the dark web the ransom. What is wrong with us? The insurance companies are saying, all right, you know what? We probably can't do this anymore. And the insurers are starting to face legal worries because they're actually enabling all this to happen. So, you know, you could find the Justice Department might be starting to go after insurance companies who are saying, look, you're enabling ransomware to be paid. So I'll put the link up here for you. You can read about this, but it might be that ransomware coverage in your cyber insurance policy might be a thing of the past soon. And I say great. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Four lines open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Joe and Talon, hang on. We'll get back to you after the news. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.